The Magic Valley's home for country, Cat Country 106. Scotty in the morning in our morning cup of coffee. It is brought to you by the good folks at Hearst Medical. Now, Cindy is amazing. If you ever met her, you know she just got personality that you just kind of want to hang around with, right? Not only that, but she's been in the business for like 30 years. She's a licensed medical provider. She knows how things are going to work and what to expect and fills you in on all that. So whether you're looking for Botox, Juvederm, laser spot removal, fillers, hormone replacement therapy, and the like, check out Hearst Medical's Facebook page. So it's time for us to check in with Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning, son. Are you ready for this day? It looks like it's a bright, sunny day, so we're going to have a good one.
Ready or not, here it comes, and we've got Election Day going on today.
We do, and so please go out and vote. Do your, duty, and, that way, my opinion, if you vote, you have the right to complain. If you don't, oops, you should have. So, there's still people that are probably undecided, so what's going on? Who do I vote for? You can still go to magicvalleynews.org/voting, and you'll see the ballot for your area, the amendment, and the proposition. So then when you do go to and vote, you'll know more, what it is, and be able to take and vote the way that you think is going to be best. And we're on November 5th, so that means the magazines are out and waiting for people to pick up. There are 118 events for this month, and then 33 repeat events weekly. So you're ready to hear what's going on?
Oh, hit me with the 411.
Okay, so for repeat sections, if you want to go to Buell between the 11th of this month and the 14th of next month, they are doing a passport event. So, and you can get different things as far as for the different businesses. Check out the Buell Chamber website for information on that. And for people that like to grow the beards in the wintertime, the Longhorn Coffee Saloon in Fairfield is having a beard growing contest.
Ooh.
And it starts this month and goes through, I think, about the middle of January. So see page 15 for that. There's live music, darts, bingo, archery leagues. There's AA meetings and Al-Anon meetings, both in Buell and Burley. For Buell, you can see page 20. But just for events, that's repeats, just for events. On the 7th at 6 in Hagerman, Heath Owens is going to be at Flights. Both in on the 8th at the Twin Falls Reformed Church, there is going to be a Aspire Women's event, which will have different speakers. Now, for those in the Minnetonka area that don't want to take and go to Twin, on the 9th at 6 p.m., those same ladies are going to be at the First Baptist Church.
Nice.
So, yes, and then on the 9th at 1 p.m., the Hagerman Valley Museum is putting on a military history appreciation. And so when you pick up the magazine, it's right on page 1 for information. And then there's an all-member meeting for the Twin Falls County Museum at 1 p.m., then there's game night on the 9th at the Wilson Club for you. And then there's at 8 p.m. in Jerome, there's live music with Elmer De La Cruz at the event center. That's just individual ones. Now, for fun things for you, on the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 11th at 7:30 at the Howell Opera House in Oakley, you can go see A Christmas Story, and it's only $15.
You'll shoot your eye out.
That's right. And then after you do that, then on the 8th or 9th, you go, let's say you go to the 8th to the Christmas Story, and then on the 9th at Rupert at the Wilson Theater, there is going to be country poetry. So then maybe you'll hear a poem about getting shot in the eye. Or if you want to travel a ways, on the 8th, 9th, and 10th in Glens Ferry, there is a country Christmas gift market, and there's more information on page 25. Now, we are already looking for events for December. So please let me know, you know, if you've got something to put on the calendar. All you got to do is just take and call me, 208-536-0094. And, you know, it's November, so it's cold. It's going to be rainy, snowy, possibly, all this stuff. So if you don't want to go out and get your magazine, then for $20 a year, you can have it mailed and sent directly to your mailbox. And that just covers the cost of the postage. The magazine is still free. It's just for the postage. So you can call and give me information on that. So that takes care of what is going on this week.
Right.
What do you have going on?
Well, I'd have a question for you, actually. I was thinking, you know, your edition for December is going to be chock full. I was wondering, what is the busiest month for the Magic Valley News?
Well, every month is busy, but I will take and tell you that in August, we had 150 events listed, and that was not counting the repeat section.
So I feel kind of like a challenge coming on, like, everybody get your events in so we can make December the biggest month at the Magic Valley News.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
A little challenge there, right?
In one sense, but then it sounds like, oh, man, am I going to be busy? But that's all right.
So
keep
go ahead.
Out of trouble.
Go ahead and give us that website one more time.
Okay, the website is magicvalleynews.org, or you just take and call me at 208-536-0094.
Mama Kathy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking some time to let us know about all this great stuff that's happening.
No problem. Thank you, Scotty the Sun. I appreciate it. You know, and I want everybody to have a happy week, and may the events that they attend be a fun experience for them.
Excellent. Well, you have a great weekend. I'll chat with you on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Scotty.
Thanks,
you have
Mama.
A good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye, son.
There you go. Mama Kathy with the Magic Valley News, and that is the Morning Cup of Coffee brought to you by Hearst Medical. Magic Valley weather, George Strait, and the question of the day next on The Cat.